Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Or you could tweet me at Bruce Salen. It is time for the Women's Room with Jody Okun, although probably we should call it more the Frat Room or something else since Jody is a college expert. Jody is the founder of College Financial Aid Consultants, where she works closely with students and families to successfully navigate the financial aid process, which is not an easy process, I might add. Jody not only identifies grants, loans, and scholarships available to students, but also helps submit the multitude, and there is a multitude of forms associated with obtaining them. This year, Jody began the College Cash Live Twitter Seminar, which is held every Thursday evening from 10 to 11 East Coast time. That's 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time, and each week participants include industry professionals, students, parents, and teachers coming together to share information. It's a great chat. I recommend it. The live Twitter seminar covers all topics within the college prep process and many financial aid tips. Welcome to my show, Jody.
Thanks, Bruce. How are you?
I am well. I've been ranting a bit here, and as you know, the article that we're referencing today is I would have been better off abandoning my kids, and I quote you or reference you in the first paragraph because on my way to the or either to or from the radio station one Thursday, you graciously gave me a consultation over the phone, and within about 3 minutes of asking, you know, particular financial questions like, are you in debt or do you have any money in the bank? And I answered no to the first and affirmative to the second. And then you said, well, do you have any equity in your house? And I said, yes. You started laughing.
Okay, wasn't that laughing?
I know.
A giggle.
Okay, you weren't laughing at me. And so people understand you're my friend, so you could laugh with me.
Exactly.
But the way I remembered is you started laughing, like, you know, forget it, Bruce. You're not going to qualify for caca.
Right.
And I was stunned, but I wasn't stunned that I wouldn't qualify as much as I was stunned by how low the number was that wouldn't allow a person to qualify. Thankfully, I was above that number by at least a 1-0.
Yeah.
But it would literally bankrupt a family if they had to pay for a private college at those numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's extremely expensive. And, you know, for the 4 years that a student goes there, the rates increase too. So.
Right, right. There was an LA Times article April 4th that you may have seen, but
yeah,
I want to read a little bit of it to you. It talks about the $1 trillion U.S. student loan debt surpassing credit card and auto loan debt. And it says, with a still wobbly job market, these loans are increasingly hard to pay off. Unable to find work, many students have returned to school. This blows my mind. Further driving up their indebtedness. And lifting student debt higher and higher is the escalating cost of attending schools, with tuition increasing far faster than the rate of inflation. And then it quotes this guy, Mark Zandel, chief economist at Moody's, who says that government loans and subsidies are not particularly cost effective for taxpayers because universities and colleges just raise their tuition.
Right.
The whole thing seems upside down.
I know. It's mind-boggling to think that, you know, it's just this vicious circle that, you know, your student needs to go to college, and then you can't pay for college, and then you need to take out a loan, and now there's no jobs. And then, I mean, they almost left out the fact that, and now your student has to move home because they can't get employed, you know?
Well, 85% of college grads are returning home.
Right, 85%.
Right. Okay, when you and I graduated college, we did not know a single person that returned home except to visit.
Nobody returned home.
I mean, the idea was, and also, the idea was would have been, like, shameful.
Shameful. That's
okay.
The other thing. I mean, we're dealing with that at our house, too. I have a college graduate, you know, May 18th, and I would say more than 50% of my daughter's acquaintances and friends have to move home.
It is just amazing.
Yeah.
So now there's an irony here,
and
I didn't plan this, but I might as well, you know. The irony is that this is good for your business. Okay, and you have created a business that is incredibly well-timed.
Yes.
So seriously, I mean, because I do like you and I believe in what you're doing, why don't you tell my audience, just do a commercial for yourself because it's worthwhile. And maybe if I had spoken to you earlier before we went through what we went through, I might have been a little better off than having to tell my wife we're not going on vacations anymore.
Right. You know, it was timing for me. And so what happened was I was looking for a new beginning sort of in my life, and I really felt that post-secondary education was a huge part of where my love and passion was.
Now, when you say new beginning, were you a stay-at-home mom for a while?
I was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, so now your kids were older, and now
my
you're looking to go back to work.
My son had graduated from college. My daughter was a senior and junior in high school, and I was, you know, searching for what was going to be my next act. And I decided post-secondary education was where I was going to go. And I am a numbers girl. That's my favorite thing to do. I've been a treasurer and auditor of a lot of different organizations. And I thought, well, you know, maybe financial aid is my calling. So I took a class at UCLA online, and the teacher of my class is the financial aid director at Occidental College in Pasadena. So I live about an hour away from Pasadena. I gave her a call, and I said, hey, I'm going to be in the neighborhood. How about if I stop by and have coffee? Was not going to be in the neighborhood.
Of course not.
And I went to her office, and I told her, you know, I have this idea. I think that families have students who are applying to 5, 10, 1, 3 colleges, and they have no idea about financial aid, and they are frustrated. They go to their high school. They have to talk about a topic that's uncomfortable for them to talk about to someone they don't know. They have to talk to their children about limits and financial expectations of their families.
Meaning telling their kids where they can afford to go to or not.
Exactly.
Right.
And those are all hard conversations to have. And maybe you can't apply to Cornell or you can't apply to Harvard because we really can't afford it. And so I said, I'm going to start this company, and will you teach me everything you know? And she said, yes, absolutely. So I did. I worked at Oxy, and she taught me everything I knew, and I started this company working with families little by little, getting the word out that I'm here to help, no matter what it takes, just so that your students can successfully complete college.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 4 years. Hmm. I started off with 5 clients, and this year I ended with 75 clients.
Good for you. Good for you. I wonder what you would say, just getting off topic, but a Democratic spokesman just condemned Ann Romney for speaking about the economy, saying that what does she know about work? She was a stay-at-home mom. And how could she talk about the economy? To which Mitt Romney tweeted something to the effect that being a stay-at-home mom to our 5 kids was as important a job as any.
Oh, absolutely.
The Obama administration has, of course, backed away from Hillary Rosen's intemperate statement. David Axelrod has disavowed any connection. And I'm sure she's going to pay the price for it now because it will hurt Obama. But that is the way a lot of people think. You know, that a stay-at-home parent, or particularly a mom, is not fulfilling their life. And you're a great example. You stayed at home, and now you created a new business, and ironically, one that is timely and needed.
Right. And, you know, kind of what I told my daughter, though, and I told my daughter that before I had a career, you know, I worked in retail, I had a career, but when I was a stay-at-home mom, I was very involved. So I was the president of this, the treasurer of that. So I still had a work ethic going on to be very involved in education in some way, shape, or form, or philanthropy. So that when it was my time to go to the third act, that I still had that ability. And so I wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, good, good. We are, believe it or not, out of time, so please tell our listeners where they can find you specifically if they need your services, which I would highly recommend.
My website is collegefinancialaidadvisors.com.
Advisors with an O.
Advisors with an O. It ends in an S. I also have a Twitter seminar right before Dad Chat, College Cash, or
right after
Dad Chat, College Cash, and it's at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Also, you can tweet me at Jody Okun, JODIOKUN.
And tonight's College Cash topic is?
And tonight's College Cash topic is Google+, Facebook, Twitter, planning for the college students. So we're going to talk about all social media platforms and how to clean them up and get them ready for college.
Because those platforms can come back to haunt you, can't they?
Exactly, exactly. Mm. And we want students to be ready because colleges are looking at those platforms.
It's a different world. Thank you so much, Jody.
Bye, Bruce. Let's talk soon, okay? Take
indeed,
care.
Indeed, indeed.
Right.
It's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. We will be back after these messages with some closing remarks.
The negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.